The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 11 10 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today. Yes. We've got an exciting show for you.
Oh, very exciting. Incredible news. And, you know, we're just so happy all the time. We're happy all the time to be the owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well and all the magnificent formulas and everything that is there, but also that fabulous broth cafe.
Alive
and Well. The broth cafe. We're just so, our tummies are happy, our bodies are happy, our immune systems are happy, our brains are happy. All of the great things with the broth cafe at Alive and Well. So magnificent, so organic. And the interaction that we always love and appreciate between the local Maui organic farmers bringing in the beautiful, fresh, organic produce every day as part of the magnificent foods that are served over there, because we're committed to organic every way. And don't forget that we're also committed to that beautiful Vortex water, the incredible purity of the Vortex Power water, which is just 99.9999, completely free of any toxins, loaded with oxygen, strengthening the immune system, energizing, all the great things. And that's what's used at the Broth Cafe for all of their dishes, for all that, whether it's coffee, tea, organic herb teas, whatever it is.
Or broth.
Oh, that's the broth. Or the broth. The basis of that is always with the Vortex Power over there. And we even have now, because Alive and Well is so committed, like crazy committed, just touch it lightly, but it's we have the best air purifier on the planet and in space. Because it was, it's the active pure technology developed to protect the astronauts on the NASA International Space Station, because such purity of the air, it gets getting rid of bacteria, viruses, mold, MRSA, pollen. This is just what they tell you. And, you know, we have it there for you to buy. It's really great. The Volara Air and Surface Pro, which has been demonstrated. The Cleveland Clinic uses it, the Texas State Capitol, Southern California Gas uses it, 30 Major League Baseball teams, 2,000 units throughout Washington State government facilities, on. And it has been proved to destroy harmful pollutants in the air and on surfaces, removes odors, warranties, all those great things. So we're also looking to benefit you by making sure your air is the purest ever. Right, dear?
Right, dear.
Right, dear. Absolutely. You know, Dennis and I don't solicit any kind of testimonials. We don't make claims, okay? We just give information about what wonderful doctors have learned, holistically minded doctors, but also there are many that have learned from clinical trials who may not have started out very holistically minded. But we're not making a claim of cure. We're just saying what is shared with us, okay? And we didn't even have to sing and dance where they're listening. And this lady came over and she said that her neighbor's 13-year-old child had endless, and they had not been cured with any kind of treatment, pink eye, her words, infection, never healed. And it was cured right away, she said, with Alive and Well's Ultra Silver. And the neighbors called it their miracle. So
that's
isn't
right.
That wonderful?
Well, she followed the advice of German physicians who've been using it for years.
That's exactly
on newborn babies.
That's right. And the German physicians have been using it for at least a half century on diabetic wounds. It's mm-hmm. the basic thing that's used on diabetic wounds rather than amputation. For all the infections that are present on that, all the infections, the bacteria, the viruses that can foot rot, whatever you want to call it. it.
Yeast, fungus,
they,
mold, all
of that. That's how they do. And diabetic wound specialists from Europe and following the European standard use the Ultra Silver. So it's very exciting of all the wonderful testimonials that we have. Right, darling?
Right, darling.
Right. You know, I'm appreciating the reports of doctors, Dr. Will Mitchell reporting in his Unbreakable Brain information. And he talks about here, according to the Vitamin D Council, lower vitamin D blood levels, I'm quoting him, are linked to a higher risk of cognitive impairment, and quotes the clinical trials. Cognitive impairment. This has been confirmed, he said, in many studies, including, and here he has all the lists of the, for every statement, all the lists of the clinical trials. Adults with low vitamin D blood levels performed much worse on cognitive performance tests. Interesting. Men with lower vitamin D3 levels perform worse on tests with numbers. Okay? But, you know, before I go on, I have to I did say it just shows the clinical trials. So they perform worse on a test with numbers. They don't mean dancing numbers, do they, dear? They don't mean dancing numbers. They mean
rhythm. Rhythm.
Oh, that's right. Rhythm. Very good. Adults age 65 years and older with vitamin D levels less than 12 nanograms a milliliter were 2.3 times, that's 230%, as likely to have cognitive impairment as those with vitamin D3 levels above the 26 nanograms a milliliter.
And that goes right along with infections and all kinds of diseases.
That's
the immune
exactly.
system.
That's exactly.
If your blood level, they say it's about 80% of the population is deficient in vitamin D3.
Right. They say older adults with vitamin D levels below 10 nanograms had a 60% increased risk of decline in global, that's completely all over the brain, cognitive function, compared with those with vitamin D levels above the 20 nanograms. There was also a 30% increased risk of decline in decision-making with lower vitamin D. So even the decision, all phases of the brain and the brain function.
And when you get your blood level above, right at about 80 nanograms, 70 nanograms, you are impervious to 90% of all negative health scenarios.
That's great to know, dear, because you're very much a whiz on that. Adults greater than 65 years of age with, you know, they had four times whose vitamin D levels were below the 10 nanograms, had 400% increased risk of cognitive impairment. Can you believe?
Yep, I do.
Compared to those with just a 30 nanograms a milliliter.
Well, 30.
And that's not even optimal.
No.
That's what I mean.
That's barely
so
in the
you want to be up in the stratospheres with NASA and flying to planets and everything else with brain function?
Get it
well,
up
that's
to 70.
A really
70, 80, or even above. And we have a vitamin D3 testing kit in the store.
Isn't that
if
exciting?
If you want to test what your level is.
It's a proven testing kit.
All right.
Absolutely proven testing kit. So it's really very good. And, you know, another terrific nutrient, just touch on it here, time, that they call it the newly discovered energy vitamin PQQ, which is in brain power, high potency in brain power, grows new energy factories in cells, maintains a healthy heart, keeps brain cells alive longer, the telomeres, fights energy drain from age-related illnesses, and rehabilitates old, worn-out cells.
Mitochondria.
Mitochondria.
The mitochondria.
That's right. You know, that sounds a lot like Superman.
It is.
And Superwoman, let's not forget. And Wonder Woman.
Oh, yes.
Let's remember, we have to include them, not just Superman, you know, but mighty, right? Annals.
It's called Mighty Mona is what it's called.
Mighty Moan.
Mighty Mona.
Oh, very nice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Annals of the New York Academy of Sciences reports 95% of your mitochondria may already be damaged. And researchers discovered the nutrient called pyrrolidinequinone.
PQQ
for short, has the uncanny ability to create new healthy generators in cells that rebuild the brain and the heart, etc.
It's the mitochondria. The PQQ increases mitochondria population for every cell in your body.
Right.
But especially your brains and your heart and your eyes and your liver and your kidneys and all the vital organs and muscles and skin.
That's
all of it.
all of it, and the Journal of Biological Chemistry, and these are all, you know, doctors and pharmaceutical agents, that PQQ, which is really potent in brain power, Alive and Well's brain power, much higher potency, okay, repairs broken down energy generators that cause cellular brownouts, say the specialists, resulting in forgetfulness, poor sleep, blood sugar imbalances, fatigue, wrinkled skin. I didn't know that. Poor concentration, skipped heartbeats, and premature aging. And listen to this one, guys. Another study conducted at the VA Medical Center, Veterans Administration Medical Center, at UC, the University of California, San Francisco, found that this PQQ not only increased mitochondrial energy production, but also made much better heart health. Okay, would you like to read? Do you want me to read? Who's going to?
No, you ahead.
Go ahead. Okay.
But what it does by improving the way it improves heart health is increasing the mitochondria population of every cell in your heart. And every cell in your heart produces ATP, adenosine triphosphate.
Yes.
That, adenosine triphosphate, is the energizing factor. It is the spark of life in every cell. And PQQ, the brain power, along with, now get this, it has alpha-lipoic acid along with every capsule.
That's right.
Which does what? Alpha-lipoic alone increases neurotransmitter activity. It's a major antioxidant, a major rejuvenator. So you're getting a PQQ, which is tops, and you're getting the alpha-lipoic acid, which is tops again. A wonderful delivery system, protector, and regenerator of life every cell of your body.
Right.
Including your eyes, including your brain, and your heart, and your liver. Everything else.
You know, and here's the double-blind placebo-controlled clinical trial. It showed PQQ's remarkable ability to promote healthy brain function. Adults aged 40 to 70 were divided into two groups. One group received 20 milligrams of PQQ. That's not half of what you're getting, much more.
Double that in Alive and Well's brain power.
While the control group given a placebo. And after a 12-week period, the PQQ group showed much higher cognitive function. In other words, those folks were thinking sharper, responding quicker with answers, concentrating longer, and remembering far better. And then when they do the Journal of Biological Chemistry, the team of researchers at the University of California found that the power of PQQ, just as Dennis said, they didn't say as Dennis said, I'm saying.
I'm upset.
They didn't quote you. They didn't quote you. It stems from its ability to activate genes, not blue genes, but G-E-N-E-S, genes directly involved in cellular energy, metabolism, development, and function.
Which means energy.
That's right. Energy, energy, energy. That is so exciting. That's really great and wonderful news. And also about the vitamin D deficiency. You know, they don't leave the topic about vitamin D3 without saying a 2013 systematic review, that's a huge medical review, showed that individuals with low vitamin D3 level, they call it hypovitaminosis D, display not only the many negative cognitive consequences, dementia, et cetera, and so forth, but also they say that vitamin D deficiency has also been shown to play, what the specialists say, a role in depression. Okay, low vitamin D3, higher rate of depression.
Yep.
And you know, Dan, and we can discuss this, you and I, that in talking about this report by Dr. Will Mitchell in his book, a 2015 study, researchers investigated whether the use of super pure fish oil supplements would reduce cognitive decline and brain atrophy. Then they cite the clinical trials.
That's been proven time and time again.
Time again. And here you got to hear this one. A community initiative called the Alzheimer's Disease Neuroimaging Initiative. They used MRIs to examine the brain images of 500 people. About two-fifths of them had diagnosis of Alzheimer's. The rest did not. At the end of the study, they found that after taking the purest fish oil supplements, those with normal cognition showed improved thinking, fewer signs of cognitive impairment. The use of fish oil even reduced the level of brain atrophy in many areas of the brain dead, of the brain. Atrophy means death of the brain tissue, and it was reversed with. But omega-3s, fish oils, aren't just known for their ability to slow cognitive decline of aging. They have also been heralded as a safer alternative to antidepressants.
Get that.
Antidepressants continue to hit the news cycle with story after story, and it's just sickening. I'm just commenting. Side effects, including greater risk of depression and, of all things, suicide. You hear this on television all the time with so many serious side effects. Because of this, physicians and researchers are turning their eyes towards the powerful benefits of more natural options, particularly the use of omega-3 fatty acids from the purest fish oils. Studies have found that individuals taking antidepressants show a reduction of sleep and sexual function and anxiety and depression by adding omega-3s to their treatment plan.
It's all part of the whole thing of anti-inflammatory, getting rid of excessive inflammation, encouraging natural metabolic function, and you do that with the super omega-3, and you do that with the brain power, and you do that with the cardio Q10. You do that again with the alpha-lipoic acid, the acetyl-L-carnitine. All of these are brain-rejuvenating, energy-creating, life-sustaining of all the super nutrients.
Yes, and this doctor doesn't leave the topic when he's talking about the brain without touching on the cardio, and he makes sure that you understand it's the active form of CoQ10.
Mm-hmm.
The cardio Q10 has been linked to so many wonderful benefits, it's hard to make a short list. But let's take a moment to hit the highlights, says the doctor. CoQ10 supplementation in its most active form has been used to reduce high blood pressure and heart failure. In fact, the evidence for both of those conditions is particularly strong, cites the clinical trials. It has also been used to reduce the effects of high cholesterol, eye disease, asthma, and chronic fatigue. Studies show that the use of this CoQ10, coupled with other antioxidants, reduce the appearance of aging, such as skin roughness and wrinkles. I didn't know that.
Well, that's a new wrinkle, isn't it?
That's a new wrinkle. Research even shows that if you take a combination of cardio Q10, acetyl-L-carnitine, and the super pure omega-3s, reduce the effects of age-related macular degeneration. That's the leading cause of blindness. Now, he says, and he terminates with this, the most interesting and cutting-edge use of the man-made version of CoQ10 seems to be associated with its use to combat the effects of Alzheimer's disease. Wow. Especially if used in the early stages. It all has to do with its ability to slow the rate of neuronal brain cell death. Can we just comment, Dan? Thank you, doctor, for having done this. Can you just comment, too, that has been, along with acetyl, you know, and that has been one of the nutrients used in Europe for so many years. Okay.
For sure.
And so along with the other one that's so great for the brain, which is the 100% R-alpha-lipoic acid.
But again, each of these nutrients, each one we've mentioned, the R-alpha-lipoic acid, the acetyl-L-carnitine, the cardio Q10, the brain power, all of these reinvigorate the activity of every cell in your body, but especially your brains, your eyes, your heart, your central nervous system. Okay? It creates more new life-generating mitochondria and energy production in every cell in your body.
That's exactly right. You know, it's amazing how across the boards, there's just so much information now, more information coming out. One out of every three U.S. adults has high blood pressure, hypertension, according to the Center for Disease Control. The primary root cause of hypertension, say the doctors, one of the biggest risk factors of heart disease and stroke, is related to your body producing too much insulin and leptin in response to a diet high in sugar, also known as AKA, a diet high, say the specialists, in processed junk food. Now here,
Don't leave that. Processed junk foods, okay?
That they're going to confirm that right here.
They all turn into sugar.
That's what they said. A recent study led by Dr. James J. Nicolantonio of the Department of Preventive Cardiology at St. Luke's Mid-America Heart Institute in Kansas City, Missouri, found that people who got between 10 and 25% of their total daily calories from sugars have a 30% higher risk of dying from complications of hypertension. Those individuals who consume more than 25% have a 300% greater risk of dying.
Three times greater.
Three times, 300%. And you can comment about this because they go on to say, how does sugar raise blood pressure in this article here, okay? When we consume sugar, we increase the insulin levels in our body. This activates the sympathetic nervous system, leading to increased heart rate and blood pressure. On top of all that, there is also a reduced sensitivity of the receptors that regulate blood pressure. Sugar also depletes our cells' energy stores, which eventually leads to constricted blood vessels and increased blood pressure.
That's a very important part.
That's a very important part.
And the inflammation sugar creates bakes, cooks, burns, inflammation.
That's right.
Burns the mitochondria. It burns the capillaries and turns them into plaque, gum, gunk, hardens and prevents further efficient circulation to the extremities of every cell in your body.
That's right. And also does that to the eyesight. It's the leading cause of cataracts and blindness.
That's it.
And it's called advanced glycosylation end systems, which is the caramelizing of the eyes, the blood vessels, etc. Mm-hmm. AGES, advanced glycosylation, that's sugar hardening.
That's it.
Advanced glycosylation, sugar hardening, end system, ages. That's what caramelizes the eyesight, and that's well known for being the leading cause of cataracts.
And diabetics have the highest incidence of blindness.
That's true.
The highest incidence of heart disease.
Yes. And it's
the highest incidence of liver failure.
Yes.
The highest incidence of all negative health scenarios.
Right. And that it's called diabetic retinopathy. It destroys mm-hmm. the retina of the eyes.
That's
just
right.
Like you've said. And the doctors go on to say here, the ones who've done this research, wait, there is yet another way sugar leads to hypertension. Insulin not only helps energy get into our cells, it also causes our body to store magnesium. When our cells grow insulin resistance because of high sugar diet, we can no longer store magnesium and it gets passed out of the body through urination. When magnesium levels become too low, our blood vessels are unable to fully relax. Magnesium relaxes tissue. They're not commenting about you and I, Dan, but you and I tell people this all the time.
And magnesium helps you sleep.
That's it does. And it helps the heart to beat.
Absolutely.
And it helps to regulate the heartbeat. It has so many different aspects. This constriction with the low magnesium raises our blood pressure. Now, Dan, I know you can comment on this. One can of Coke, say the doctors, contains 39 grams of sugar,
wow,
which is equivalent to 10 or more teaspoons of sugar.
How about that?
You may be surprised to learn that one serving of your favorite pasta sauce may contain as much as 15 grams of sugar. The finger-licking good barbecue sauce, well, you may just have consumed 20 grams of sugar without even realizing it.
Now, when you talk about pasta sauce,
that tomato sauce, you know.
Yes.
Yes, that's what they're talking about.
And you're putting that on pasta. What is pasta? Flour.
That's right.
Flour turns to sugar.
That's right. Carbohydrate connected
always.
Sugar molecules.
So you got pasta sugar, you got the tomato sauce sugar. It's a double, triple whammy.
And they say what you often say, dear. And this is the doctor's. I'm still reading their article here. Besides the obvious cakes, cookies, and candy, some of the biggest processed culprits are canned or packaged fruit, granola cereal bars, instant flavored cereals, bottled spaghetti sauce, barbecue sauce, salad dressing, iced tea energy drinks, okay, and flavored yogurts. Gosh. And, you know, then the doctors tell you here, why is it so hard to cut sugar out of our diets?
It's addictive, that's why.
That's right. The truth is, they say, human beings become just as addicted to sugar as they do to alcohol or nicotine. That's long been known. That's even in Alcoholics Anonymous. That's long been known, that sugar addiction. Eating sugar, foods that have those hidden sugars, sets off a chemical reaction in our brains that gets us hooked, and getting unhooked can be difficult, as quitting smoking or any other addictive behavior. When we're eating these sugars, we get a sudden surge of dopamine in the brain. I must take a little commentary and say, you get pretty dopey, okay? The dopamine makes us feel good. Eventually, though, our dopamine receptors downregulate, and there are fewer of them. In order to get this same high, we eat more and more sugar. We become addicted to sugar. Sugar truly, say the physicians, is one of the most prominent evils in our world.
How about the excessive sugars from these sources?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
But if you're eating a vast array of vegetables, there's many carbohydrates in vegetables. But those carbohydrates give you sufficient blood sugar levels.
That's right.
Okay.
Energy
without
and
getting the whole addictive.
Oh, and absolutely
whammy.
Not. Absolutely no, not. And so much healthier and so much better. And you know, there are, and they even found, we have read these things on the air, the reports about the synthetic sweeteners also shoot the sugar up there. They really, and they do more harm than good.
Well, okay? The chemical ones. Yes.
But we're talking, you can get the things in the plants. That's why we carry at the store stevia.
Mm-hmm.
They carry stevia, which is a plant, tastes delicious. I love to put that in my organic tea. You know, I love to do that kind of thing. And you can put stevia in other combinations. Stevia sweetened. Another thing is monk fruit, the ancient monk fruit. Zero sugars, zero carbohydrates, but it tastes delicious. Okay?
And xylitol,
which is from birch trees. It's not a chemical.
Right.
It's from the pulp of the beautiful tall white birch trees in New England and other places like that. And it's also very good for the teeth and gums and the American Dental Association.
Absolutely.
Remember, even for children's teeth and gums, that they often do the xylitol toothpaste for that reason, because it helps take bacteria out. And it's used in a leading nasal spray to get bacteria out of the sinuses and all. So xylitol, these are wonderful other choices that you can make. You can things can be delicious without being harmful. Right, Dan? You can be delicious without being harmful. You can be really great without being harmful. And you know, I appreciate these doctors. You hear, how often do you even hear this, right? Dr. Chauncey Crandall. He has a line of, he's an MD and a cardiologist, and Dr. Chauncey Crandall has a list of credits of all that he is and all that he does, okay? He is the director of preventive medicine at the world-renowned Palm Beach Cardiovascular Clinic, Palm Beach, Florida, and he has, he was trained at Yale University, he does all the different things, okay? And here he writes, medications can cause high blood pressure.
Tell me about it.
We've said this.
Mm-hmm.
And here he lists. When looking for the cause, because this is such a common thing, when looking for the cause of high blood pressure, says the doctor, keep a wary eye on the medications you're taking, as many elevate blood pressure. Not only prescription drugs, but also over-the-counter medications. Are we ready to hear? Let's hear. Decongestants, oral decongestants. In other words, you know, for sinuses, decongestant, the over-the-counter, reading the doctor, pseudoephedrine, but the word is Sudafed, and Sudafed PE, phenylephrine, oh God, can increase heart rate, raising blood vessels, causing blood vessels to narrow and result in elevated blood pressure. And the higher the dose, the more quick-acting, the greater the effect at raising blood pressure. He lists all of them. Benadryl.
And what is the major cause of sudden heart attack, of congestive failure? Increased blood pressure. Major complicating creative factor. Okay?
Right, and yet they don't tell you that.
No.
Oh, no, I'm just taking some nasal medication.
That's it.
Nasal goodies. Benadryl allergy. Hydramine cough syrup, Excedrin PM. I'm reading from the doctor. At the top of the doctor's list are the corticosteroids. Cortisone, that's what he's talking about. These strong anti-inflammatory drugs, say the doctor, they're used to treat asthma, arthritis, and other medical conditions, strongly elevate blood pressure. Examples include cortisone, prednisone, and then all the different names of prednisone, and et cetera, and so forth. That is so, so true. And what a better choice. And he goes on to say, do the natural. And he talks about antidepressants also shoot up the blood pressure, and even ones that are including migraine relief and smoking cessation elevate blood pressure. And he says pain relievers, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, NSAIDs. That's been so much in the news about the terrible liver damage, et cetera. The doctor is saying it right here. These are available over-the-counter and by prescription are used to treat conditions ranging from minor aches and pains, he says, to arthritis. In addition, says the cardiologist, to elevating blood pressure, they raise the risk of heart attack and stroke.
Get out of here.
That's it. And common examples, he says, includes aspirin, ibuprofen, Motrin IB or 1B, Advil, Naproxen, Aleve, Naprosyn, and Relafen. Good grief, how many times? And he does his summation by saying, look for the natural remedies. And so we can talk about the wonderful properties of the super pure fish oils in helping to keep everything flowing to the veins and arteries and helping prevent the pressure and the stress be gone, B complex, how it deals with supporting the adrenal glands, helping the nervous system and keeping the stress, especially now.
And relaxing the mitochondria, relaxing the capillaries, relaxing the capillary walls, make them more pliable, elastic, so they give and take the way they're designed to do that.
That's exactly right.
Reducing the plaque buildup. The CardioZyme is a remarkable product.
Beautiful.
Doing that, okay?
Yes.
Removes the deposits and the crud and the crust.
With nutrients. No side effects, no statins, nothing like that.
In fact, they help to normalize blood pressure.
That's right.
Normalize, improve complete blood circulation to the most minute microscopic cells in your body.
That's exactly right. And what a better alternative than taking these terrible, and you know, and we've known for years and years and years, I saw this evidenced even in my mother so many years ago, that prednisone and the steroids cause bone loss and bone fractures. I mean, this is only a partial list that the doctor is focusing on here of all the terrible side effects of these drugs. Why not take... And remember that NSAIDs, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory over-the-counter drugs, are considered to be the leading cause of liver failure.
That's right.
Even more so than alcoholism, but it's up there too. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying it's like number one. And here's the thing. Why not? That's one of the major reasons that we collaborated with the top specialists, focusing on the nutrients put together in Pain Power to be able to relieve proven, just like we learned from European physicians, the systemic enzymes, free of any allergen, no side effects, no animal, the most potent form of the ancient Mother Mary herb, you know, Boswellia, and the most potent and activated form of curcumin, the turmeric extract.
That's right. And people say, well, I can get curcumin anywhere. Yes, you can, but you can get curcumin with natokinase and serratiopeptidase.
That's right.
And the lipase and all the other enzymes which amplify the effectiveness of the curcumin.
That's right.
And the boswellia, all of which reduce inflammation, all of which allow the creation, again, of new capillary integrity, blood circulation, bringing the oxygen and the nutrients the cells need, removing the cellular debris, removing the toxic effects of any drug or any pollutant that you may have been consuming.
That's exactly right. And you know, so often, these steroids, these drugs, are used for inflammation in the sinuses, inflammation in the throat, inflammation of lungs. And here's this doctor's report over here about, again, this powerful natural nutrient present in nature, wherever you find the vitamin C. Don't take just the C alone, take the quercetin. Quercetin. Here's the reports. This potent antioxidant flavonoid offers significant therapeutic benefits against a wide range of conditions from diabetes to DNA damage. I wasn't sure about
that. Get that DNA damage. That's
right.
A big one.
DNA. And a potent antioxidant, quercetin boosts anti-inflammatory, anti-hypertensive, so it helps to keep the blood pressure more normal, anti-obesity, and anti-atherosclerotic actions. So all the benefits, the quercetin, since free radicals, think of those as terrorist cells. Free radicals figure into the, they're out of control cells that cause damage and destruction.
Through hyperoxidation.
That's right.
Inflammation.
That's right.
Okay.
And the free radicals figure into the development of diseases. Quercetin holds significant promise for benefiting conditions, and here's the clinical trials, such as high blood pressure, vascular disorders, and metabolic syndrome, the weight gain around the center of the waist. Here is compelling evidence of the health benefits of quercetin, and all of these have the cited trials. Quercetin displayed protective effects in the kidneys and liver in animal models with type 2 diabetes. A 2011 study investigated the potential protective effects of quercetin against DNA damage and oxidative stress induced by methylmercury.
Wow.
Wow, I didn't know that.
I didn't either.
The results revealed that methylmercury reduced the concentrations of glutathione. Glutathione is the body's powerful free radical antioxidant that fights all free radical damage. So this methylmercury reduced the concentration of glutathione in the body by high percentage and caused DNA damage to liver and blood cells.
Which accelerates the aging degenerative process.
That's right. And with quercetin in the study, no such effects manifested. And the doctors, here's what the researchers wrote. Quote, in summary, say the researchers, our results indicate that consumption of quercetin can protect mercury-exposed humans against the adverse health effects of the metal.
Get that?
I never knew that.
I didn't either.
You learn something, don't you, Dan? You learn something every day. And it is known, they say, to modulate a plethora. That means, that's a word, that's a good word. I love that. My English teacher would be very happy. Plethora means a huge amount, plethora of molecules for multi-targeted, many-target cancer prevention and therapy. Here are examples of quercetin's chemoprotective abilities.
Get that.
I didn't know that. Did you, honey?
No.
No. Quercetin can, and these are all clinical trials stated right next to everything that's said, any statement. Quercetin can be valuable in treating inflammation or oxidative stress associated with precancerous or cancerous skin lesions.
Get that.
Never knew that. Quercetin exhibited preventive effects on liver cancer in animal models. Hepatocellular carcinoma, that's the most common form of liver cancer, they say, is on the rise in many countries. Wow. With an estimated 905,677 new cases globally in 2020. Wow. Quercetin inhibited tumor growth and enhanced sensitivity to thermotherapy, indicating a potential treatment, say the doctors, for hepatocellular carcinoma, the leading cause
Beautiful.
Of liver cancer.
Yeah. And combine that then with the NAC+.
Right, and they go on to say that quercetin suppressed the metastatic, that's a spread, of lung cancer with potential therapeutic applications for metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, too. Prevention and treatment of various infections. Quercetin protects against the antibiotic-resistant Streptococcus pneumonia. And they're talking about that. Separate findings previously highlighted quercetin's therapeutic potential in treating sepsis. And their final statement is, quercetin also showed promising antiviral activity against two distinct species of Ebola outbreaks which occur in many countries. And you were going to say about the NAC.
The NAC is regenerative of the lungs and the liver and the kidneys, okay, and the brain, along with the quercetin and the vitamin C and the bromelain. What an incredible combination for perfect lung health, for perfect liver regeneration, glutathione production, increasing your glutathione, increasing your life force in every cell in your body. Okay? It's a major, major combination.
That's right.
And how much more effective is that than taking drugs? Drugs always try to suppress a function that's happening in your body, but they don't cure anything. They suppress a symptom. Hopefully your body has enough natural regenerative capabilities to work around, once the suppression of a negative symptom occurs, to work around that and to create some degree of improvement. But the nutrients themselves are the life-sustaining, life-generating contribution to make you a healthier, brighter disposition, strong brain, heart, lung. The entire anatomy is enhanced dramatically with those four nutrients.
That's exactly right.
Well, again, the stress be gone is also a major part
of it. Tremendous, okay.
But the NAC+, the quercetin, the vitamin C, the stress be gone, all of those nutrients increase glutathione production, reduce inflammation, and inflammation, as we've told you a million times, is the source, the creator part of every disease known to mankind.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. And knowing that and realizing it was what saved me, our daughter, and a zillion other people in the thing of pain power.
That's right.
Super pure fish oils and all the many multitudinous roles that's had.
Mm-hmm.
And in these other great nutrients that we're talking about in so many areas of the body, right? And, you know, I'm learning in an area, I have to say, you know, I may be learning about this, but you aren't learning to dance yet, are you, Dan?
Well, you may have noticed I was taking a shower the other day, and I just couldn't keep my feet secure on the floor. And I was doing quite a dance.
Oh, that's Gene
maintaining
Kelly,
my
singing
equilibrium
in the rain.
Right there.
He danced through the water when he was in the rain.
But he had shoes on.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Well, wait, I wonder, maybe you were outshining him. Sorry,
well,
Gene.
And there was also no soap on his sidewalk.
But dancing
the floor
and
the shower.
All of that.
Mm.
Well, you're learning, you're growing, you're doing some of that. You're singing, you're dancing, right?
I was dancing and sliding. Ooh, boy.
Ooh, I like that. I like that. Because, you know, we have to keep growing. And when we're talking about keep growing, this is news to me. I have to say, I'm admitting to having learning more. So it's an interesting little sidelight here. The role of adaptogens, okay? And here we talk about the leading pharmacologist reporting on this one. Do you know what an adaptogen is?
Oh, sure.
You've adapted to me, right?
Well, I'm still trying. It's an ongoing process.
I'm not going to tell them how many years.
I'm adapting to the adaptation.
That's right. So you adapt. The role of adaptogens. Adaptogenic herbs, this is the, here, talking here about the scientists, are one of the most important groups of herbs to take into the 21st century, they say. Adaptogens not only increase the resistance to the adverse effects of long-term stress, but the majority are also tonifying, immune-stimulating, increase the general sense of well-being. Can I stop here for a second? Right now, we are all streaming through stress. If we're dancing and streaming through something that's like a water flooding everywhere, it's stress.
It is.
That's why I love Stress Be Gone, because it really does help dealing with the stress. And here's about the adaptogen, and we have them alive and well too. The term adaptogen was first defined by Russian pharmacologist Nikolai Lazarev in 1947. These herbs were classified as a group of substances that improve the body's resistance after being exposed to various stressing factors, promoting a state of adaptation to the exceptional situation. By 1984, Russian scientists had published in excess of 1,500 pharmacological and clinical studies. Boy, that's medical studies and pharmacist studies on adaptogenic herbs, and research continues today with little doubt that adaptogens increase an organism's, I don't like that term, a person's adaptation to stress and have a normalizing influence on physiology on our body. Okay? So the ones that they name here, okay? Most notably, rhodiola, ashwagandha, Siberian ginseng, and maca. I always wish I had my name were maca instead of mona. Every time I see, especially the alive and well, the beautiful maca herbs and everything that we have there. Okay, maca.
Well, maca is not the same as maca.
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 What's maca?
That's maca.
Maca.
It's not so energetic. It's not the. It's the more sleepy form. of maca. Is
right.
Maca.
So it's male and female, the support of the body, they say, during times of increased demands and stress. Rhodiola, ashwagandha, maca, Siberian ginseng. And talking about the background, the golden root, Arctic root, rhodiola, this has been used by traditional medicine systems of Eastern Europe and Asia for more than 3,000 years. Improving depression, enhancing work performance, improving sleep, limiting fatigue, and preventing high altitude sickness. Rhodiola helps the body adapt to stress by affecting the levels and activity of serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine.
High altitude stress. A lot of hiking guides that are taking tours up the Himalayas.
Yes.
Use rhodiola.
Do they?
For the altitude stress, the better utilization of oxygen, the better functioning of your heart, everything can be attained with those herbs that they just mentioned there, the ashwagandha, the rhodiola especially.
So they were climbing up the Himalayan mountains?
Yeah. You start climbing up the... What is it? How high are they?
I'm not an expert on how high the Himalayans are.
But it's pretty cold.
Gary probably is, but he isn't telling me right now.
Well, he never talks much about his Himalayan trip.
But you know what? I have to just confess a little something to our dearly beloved audience, our dear friends that are listening, okay? And that is, even when Dennis and I were very young, we always had a thought in our heads. What are we going to do if we know it's our last trip on Earth? The last thing that we're able to do. We're going to take our Himalayan trip. We're going to go climb up the Himalayan mountains and just see the world from there and just have the most magnificent experience. Now we know that these adaptogens would help us to do that Himalayan experience.
Yes, it would.
Oh.
But you know what's really neat at this age?
You don't have to dance up the mountain.
At this age, my a Himalayan guide will have to carry most of the backpack.
If you start dancing a little, you're going to get more fluent in getting the feet moving up the Himalayans.
You think?
Yes, I do.
Oh,
and I know the researchers aren't saying that there, but if they were sitting here right now with us, they probably would. And he says that rhodiola, in mentioning the different herbs, offers an advantage over other adaptogens due to its ability to exert relaxation and anti-anxiety in periods of acute stress.
And also the relaxation of the lungs.
Oh, how wonderful.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because you have better oxygen absorption if the lungs are more relaxed than if they're uptight and you're trying to breathe and you're panicking and your things are not going right. Rhodiola calms everything down.
Yes, it has an anti-fatigue effect, they say, that increases mental performance, particularly the ability to concentrate and decrease the cortisol response to stress.
Stress is the magic word.
That's right. Now, here's a new one. Here's just an absolute new one. I don't think this can apply to me right now in my life. Okay?
I'll be the judge of that.
I think there's more of a divine judge in the great plan of things. Rhodiola may also enhance fertility.
You're right.
I think maybe I passed that one.
I think you're right, honey. I think you've gone beyond rhodiola.
A little beyond. Thankfully, I have the kids and the grandkids. Anyway, it has also been shown.
And thank goodness you have gone beyond rhodiola.
Yeah. It has also been shown to enhance thyroid function in studies, as well as to improve egg maturation. And they go on and on about how the studies that it supported that can enhancing fertility. And ashwagandha, adaptogen, rejuvenating tonic in Ayurveda, provides both adrenal and immune support, increasing resistance to environmental stressors. Oh, don't we know about that now? Beneficial for antioxidant relief and helping thyroid function.
Now,
and
you mentioned the word Ayurveda.
Ayurveda.
Okay, that is the ancient herbal Indian from India, medical procedures, practices going back 6,000 years. This rhodiola and the herbs you mentioned here have been proven time ad infinitum to be so effective. How? By experience of the Ayurvedic medical procedures.
Boy, that's well said, sweetheart. And, you know, one of the ones I love, Live and Well has a terrific extract of that, too, and a terrific powder or capsule, whatever, organic. Maca, the herbal root from Peru, is best known as an adaptogenic plant. It has been shown to be beneficial for the endocrine and reproductive systems in treating chronic fatigue and to support hormonal balance and enhance stamina. Research shows that maca's therapeutic actions are due to plant sterols, stimulating the hypothalamus, pituitary, adrenal, and ovarian glands. Okay, wow. And therefore also affecting the thyroid and pineal gland. Maca has been found to be useful in perimenopausal and menopausal women for hot flashes, helps sleep, mood, fertility, and energy. Okay? Research indicates that maca can stimulate the body's production of estrogen and reduce levels of cortisol. Wow. What an incredible array of benefits of these adaptogenic. Maybe. We have lots of great combinations of these wonderful
herbs.
Of each and every one of them combined or separate. And how multifaceted without terrible drugs. Great nutrients, great herbs.
The world of natural therapies is so much more extensive, so much more complete, and so much more proven and health-generating than the drugs that always list the terrible side effects. And why is it that the drugs which are killing hundreds of thousands of people a year, I'll get you information on this for the next week's show. Oh, this is what how many people are dying of the drugs. But the important part is that the natural therapies don't kill you. They do give you vastly improved health scenarios, and they regenerate the life-sustaining creative force that's within each of us.
Right, and you know, there's only so much you can show of different things, but the FDA clamping down on the over-the-counter decongestants, and we'll talk about that more, and the reports of abnormal heart rhythms, high blood pressure, paranoia, hospitalization, disability, and death.
But why? Here's my question. Why does the FDA have to come at you 20 years or 30 years later? Why don't they stop these drugs from being marketed in the first place? They know the side effects before they ever give approval.
That's right.
They approve the drug knowing the side effects are going
to
happen.
They do, and they suppress it.
And then they
play
big heroes 20 years later after thousands of people pass away.
That's right.
Come back and say, well, you got to restrict this drug. You got to change this one. You got to do this. Baloney. Folks,
exactly
the FDA
right.
is owned in the back pocket of the drug cartel.
Their behavior seems to have evidenced that in so many decisions where people have lost their lives and people have suffered all kinds of disabilities. Mm-hmm. And we should be out there helping people and not harming people.
And those awarenesses of all the deaths and mutilations from the drugs are never published. Okay?
Okay, the thing is, you know that, again, we're not doctors. We don't pretend to be. Don't put people on or off medications. Doctor's area. But just like the great doctors, like the ones that we have quoted today, and the medical studies and the clinical trials, we cite them for you. We give you the information, okay? We are supposed to be free to make our decisions, okay? And these are safe and wonderful decisions and protection, okay? And remember, Alive and Well is there for you. We are there for you. Call the 877-4950. We get the call all the time. You want to have your beautiful lunches and your beautiful party food and your beautiful smoothies and your beautiful broth and all your beautiful salads and your wild organic meats or chickens or vegan or vegetarian, all the great things that are set aside. And don't forget, even on Saturdays, we have the Zero Waste Saturday.
Holiday Saturday.
Zero Waste Saturday. And I'll go say it nice and quickly for everybody.
Well, you can get all the lotions and potions and creams and soaps and cleansers and all the things you apply to your body. Free of the chemicals, free of the plastics, free of the mercuries, free of all the debris. Just bring in a glass container, or if you don't have a glass container, we have them at the store for you. It's Holiday Saturday. Bring it in and get the cleanest possible
that's call available. Call the 877-4950 and set up a time. Dennis and I are not doctors, and there's never a charge, but it's great to set up a time. You want to just sit down in a beautiful, comfortable area and talk about what great nutrients can do for you. Your own decision, no charge.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you one more time, folks,
that optimum health
is alive and well
in Kahului. Aloha.